I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a partly cloudy sky at 63 degrees. KSL's top story. One person is dead, several others critically injured in a mass shooting in Bryan, Texas. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, police say they may have a suspect in custody after the mass shooting at a cabinet business.
Initially, four people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition with gunshot injuries, and one person was deceased at the scene.
Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey believes the shooter is an employee. The latest mass shooting comes on the same day. President Biden unveiled a half dozen executive actions on gun control, the president calling U.S. gun violence an epidemic and an international embarrassment.
Every day in this country, 316 people are shot every single day.
The measure includes tighter regulations on so-called ghost guns made from kits and gun modifications like pistol stabilizing braces. Federal agencies who don't normally help investigate gun crimes, like the Department of Transportation and the Postal Service, are offering their help to crack down on gun violence in Philadelphia. Acting U.S. Attorney Jennifer Arbiter Williams has a message for those wishing to commit a violent crime.
The moment you commit that violent crime, you will feel dread like never before, because we are coming after you.
The initiative in Philadelphia is called All Hands on Deck. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
No real answers in a mass shooting in Rock Hill, South Carolina yesterday that claimed five lives. The alleged shooter, former NFL player Philip Adams. He died of what's believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson in South Carolina says they found Adams' body in his parents' home nearby.
At around 2:30 a.m., we confirmed that Mr. Philip Adams, that the suspect was deceased in a bedroom in the home.
Among those killed, a prominent South Carolina doctor, his wife, and two grandchildren, also dead. One of two air conditioning technicians working outside, the other is in critical condition. Some high praise, meantime, and lots of harsh criticism in Utah for President Biden's executive orders on gun control. Supporters believe his orders will curb gun violence, while others say the president's information is wrong. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
Part of the president's orders include $1 billion in grants for gun violence prevention programs in areas with high amounts of crime. Representative Angela Romero would like to see money go toward after-school programs and the Boys and Girls Club.
If you start early and you do the preventative education, it does work.
She also supports the president's call for a national red flag law, but Clark Apotian with the Utah Shooting Sports Council calls that a gun confiscation scheme.
What the red flag folks want to do is essentially confiscate the gun and then deal with due process later.
He also says the president is mischaracterizing so-called ghost guns, saying they're not completely untraceable like the president says. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Teenagers in the Salt Lake City School District are rejoicing today because this fall they're going to get to sleep in. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayrt says the school board approved an 8:45 start time.
The Salt Lake School Board voted Tuesday to push the start time of the high schoolers back an hour and push the end time back a half an hour. So there'll be an 8:45 to 3 schedule. The move is based on new data that shows a later start time is good for kids academically and their social and emotional learning. The district says the middle and elementary schools will change times too, but they're still figuring out those schedules.
The school board's vice president, Nate Salazar, says they want to study how the change impacts the students. UNICEF is thanking the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for its recent $20 million donation, mostly to support vaccination efforts. UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Four released a video message about it.
Latter-day Saint Charities is stepping up once again with a significant donation. a donation that will serve and save lives around the world.
The group is working to distribute 2 billion COVID vaccines in nearly 200 countries this year. The National Institutes of Health is studying allergic reactions to the vaccines. The NIH is looking specifically at those rare cases of severe reactions after getting Pfizer or Moderna, mostly in those with a history of allergies. The study will enroll about 3,400 adults between 18 and 69 years old. And a Colorado mass vaccination site paused operations yesterday after nearly a dozen people experienced adverse reactions. Officials say about 1,700 people received the J&J vaccine at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, but 11 people reported nausea and dizziness shortly after getting theirs. Two were taken to a nearby hospital out of an abundance of caution out of 1,700 people. KSL News Time, 4:35. A quick check on traffic. Ricky, it's been an interesting afternoon.
It has been a little rough. I think we're getting back into the groove of a normal traffic drive. In fact, that's what I'm seeing on northbound Highway 89 in Davis County. Delays essentially between the I-15 junction and 200 North in Kaysville, and then more delays waiting for you between SR 193 to the I-84 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, up, up and away for the Mars helicopter. My Minute of News is up next. Up and away.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.